This is University Radio Nottingham.
Hello, Charlene.
Hi.
So, first of all, can you just tell us a bit about yourself and which position you're running for?
Yeah, sure. So, my name is Charlene. I am the current International Students Officer, and I'm running for a second year next year. I am originally from Kenya, so I'm an international student myself, and I'm currently doing my LLB, which is a three-year program. So that's a little bit about myself.
So you said you were running, so you're the incumbent, obviously. So what are your main priorities to continue next year?
I think this year has been very telling. We've just come out of the pandemic and all the restrictions that have come with it. And I think this year was fantastic, an amazing learning curve as well. We've learned so many things over what it takes to run as an SU officer and what it takes to be an International Students Officer. So my main priorities are really to continue the work I've been doing. I've been doing a lot to do with international students' mental health. That's something I want to continue into next year because I feel like that's a really important aspect of the international student experience. Other things include less formal things like socials and more opportunities to socialise with other international students. But really, I'd say mental health is the biggest priority for me going into next year.
Yeah, so tell me a bit more about international student mental health then. Kind of from your experience, what have people said about their experiences?
So I think as an international student, I think you're given a range of challenges that I don't think home students necessarily face. I feel like home students, while battling mental health, still have their family members, their support system very readily available to them. And for international students, what I'm hearing and also drawing from my personal experiences, it's very difficult to have a support system when you're so many miles away from home, and it's very difficult to open up to people who don't necessarily look like you, speak your language, don't have the same cultural background as you do. So I feel like those are the main issues, is kind of how do we break the barrier between getting people to open up and getting people to seek help where they think they should, especially given that sometimes, for example, in my cultural background, it's not necessarily celebrated and mental health is still stigmatized. So that would be the main challenge in my opinion.
And are your plans to do this kind of through like the university's official services, or is it going to be more of an informal thing, or is it a bit of both?
So we're working on a bit of a hybrid model. You know, I feel like mental health is very much personal, so I don't know what will work for me might not work for you and so on. So we did have the International Students Mental Health Fund. So we have that, and we're planning on doing something with that towards the realm of a International Student Mental Health Day, so specifically targeted towards international students. So that's like the university route. And then the more informal route would be our welfare officer. We are doing things like Portland drop-in coffee sessions, just in case you're not too comfortable with attending a formal, you know, event, then you can just come to those. So both, I'd say, a hybrid model, yeah.
And so at the start of the year, there's kind of a welcome events to get international students kind of integrated. What do you think are your plans for that then if you're re-elected?
Yeah, so I think this year I've definitely learned that integration of international students starts from the beginning. So Welcome Week, the university has plans on extending the realms of Welcome Week, so having more activities within that week and also not necessarily having everything within those 2 weeks. So what we're planning to do is really just have activities targeted towards international students specifically. That was really lacking this year, and the only thing that they had was the little QR code to join the network, but obviously that's not sufficient. We need to make sure international students feel like they are welcome here when they come to Nottingham, and because this year was really the first year after COVID that we had that opportunity, I think we just need to drive it forward more next year. So that's really what I would do if I was re-elected.
Yeah, and kind of speaking of COVID, what has been the impact on international students?
I think COVID was very difficult because personally, and I know for many other international students, I wasn't here in my first year. I didn't get the chance to integrate and make friends with home students and other international students as normal people would, as normal first years would coming this year. So I feel like for us, we feel more isolated than most other years because we didn't have that time where we could just not necessarily have to care so much about our grades and just have fun. And now it's just like I have to balance all that with work. So I think the biggest impact has just been feeling more isolated, feeling more alone. But that's what I want to focus on this coming year. I know it's been difficult and challenging, but I really do think we can come out of this and have a more positive year.
Yeah. And what would you say like your top priorities are kind of breaking down isolation?
So I have three main goals. So first of all, I want to introduce events that are specifically targeted towards certain cultures and groups. So for example, if you speak a certain language, I want to have events that are dedicated to that certain language. So you feel like you have a community away from home. Secondly, I want to have more internationally focused goals necessarily. So when I'm saying that, I'm thinking every committee that has an international representative has to be an international student. So we're opening up these positions for the people who are affected by these issues. It's, I think, very difficult for a home student to understand what an international student is facing, and vice versa as well. And then thirdly, which is quite a big one, is really just to break the barrier between school and student and social life. I think a lot of international students come to school thinking school is it, and I just want to break that barrier in the sense that you can make friends and still have a good grade, you can be, you know, a good person, you can like go out, that's okay, like you're not gonna, that's not gonna affect you. So I really just want to break that barrier and make people feel comfortable and just like aware and known.
Definitely. And can you just tell us about your skill set then? What kind of skills do you bring to the table?
Yeah, so I think the most obvious one is just being international students officer this year. I think I know what it takes to run a committee. I know what it takes to talk to the people who can make the changes. So I would say I'm a very personable, personable person, weird to say, but I'm very personable. And I am able to like reach out to people, I'm able to lead, I know what it takes. Another thing is I haven't been involved in other leadership opportunities. So for example, currently I'm also the leader of a project in the Pro Bono Society along with another co-head. So that has taught me to be very specific when I'm communicating with other people. Part of that activity is communicating with children and teenagers as well. So I'm able to be, again, very personable. I can communicate with people. I'm able to lead. I'm able to facilitate relationships between people. So those are majority of where I draw my skill sets from last year.
As like as a bit of a final question, so like in one sentence, can you sum up why people should vote for you?
I would say vote for me for the change we need and the voice we deserve.
All right, thank you very much.
That's good.
This is University Radio Nottingham.